I drove around briefly, looking for the little angry girl with the sci-fi haircut and dead brother. But she was off the main strip, and nowhere to be seen. I swung in next to the other working girl I'd seen before she disappeared, too.
"Oh, for Christ's sakes,"
the prostitute said, spreading her hands open wide to me.
"I'm just walking here."
"I'm not looking to bust you," I told her. She was blonde and had her hair pulled back in a tight ponytail that bobbed when she walked.
"What are you looking for?"
she asked. "I'm not looking to screw you either, so relax." She turned her hip to me and leaned forward slightly.
"Sugar, if you ain't gonna bust me and you ain't gonna fuck me, then you're wasting my motherfucking time."
"Wow, you eat with that mouth?" She pursed her lips and let the tip of her tongue curl out slowly.
"Baby, I do everything with this mouth."
Despite the long day, I had to smile at that one. "What's your name?" I asked her.
"I go by Grace. What's your name, baby?"
"Tower. John Tower."
"You say that like it's a secret ancient name, John Tower."
"I've got a few simple questions. After you answer them, you can go back to work. I'll leave you be. On top of that, you can tell me to fuck off as you leave, if you want. Make anybody watching think you didn't cooperate."
"What do you want to know?"
she said briskly.
"And handcuff me while we talk."
I stepped closer to her and motioned for her to turn around. She put her wrists together without being told. "I know Sammy G collected for the BSC out here," I said.
"Congratulations."
"Did he collect from you?"
"Is this an audit?"
I slipped the cuffs onto her wrists and clicked them home.
"Not too tight,"
she said in a low voice. I laid Serena's picture on the hood of my car. "Can you see that?" She nodded. I took one of her elbows and used my foot to direct her to spread her feet apart. "Ever see her before?"
"No."
"You sure?"
"I never saw her before."
I laid Fawn's picture on top of Serena's. "How about her?" I asked, and reached toward her to pat her down.
"Yeah, I've seen her. She was working around here for a while about a month ago."
My hand slid along her waistline. "Was she working alone?"
"Maybe. I don't know. I saw her with blonde Tony once. By herself, too."
I bent her over at the waist and ran my hand down her calf and checked her tennis shoes.
"You want to pay for a date, Special Agent Tower?"
she cooed at me.
"'Cause this is feeling like about $20 worth."
I didn't answer her, but stood her back up and switched sides. "Did Sammy G ever hurt this girl?"
"I don't think so. She wasn't around long enough. She made some payments and ditched a few, it seemed like. I never saw her at the clubhouse."
"Sammy G ever hurt you?" I felt her body stiffen as I searched.
"Why?"
"Just answer the question."
"It doesn't matter what he did to me. Besides, he was nothing compared to that sick fuck Rowdy."
"Who's Rowdy?"
"The guy who collected before Sammy. He was a sadistic asshole. Smacking girls around even when they paid. He forced some of us to do some weird shit, too."
"Weird how?"
"Dungeons and whips. That kind of thing."
I walked her to the rear of the car and had her lean against it. The streetlight didn't reach us there. "Whatever happened to Rowdy?"
"He's still at the clubhouse. I don't know what they've got him doing. I told Sammy G that I wasn't going on any more dates with Rowdy. If they made me, I'd leave town and go back to Portland or over to Seattle. I'm not into that freaky deaky shit."
"What's Rowdy look like?" Grace laughed. "What's so funny?"
"He looks like Howdy Doody," she said.
I reached out and guided her to turn around. As I unlocked the first cuff, I asked, "Anyone else come around asking about the girl that was with blonde Tony?" Grace paused, and I knew the answer was yes. I stopped after uncuffing one wrist and waited for her to respond.
"Yeah,"
she said finally.
"A few days ago."
I uncuffed her other wrist. "What did he want to know?" She turned around to face me, rubbing her wrists.
"If she was working, who was pimping her, and if anyone was hassling her."
"This guy, was he kind of beefy?"
"Yeah, kinda. In the chest. Not fat, though."
"Did you ever see him before then?"
"No."
"Since?"
I didn't think much of it. We talked, had a sort of date, and he left. He went back to looking for his little girl, and I went back to work."
My eyes snapped to hers. "His little girl?"
Yeah, baby,
Grace said, tapping Fawn Taylor's picture. He said he was her daddy.